Greetings, my peeps, and welcome to the All Things Basketball Podcast with your boy, DD. In this episode, continuing my week 9 recap, we'll have Adam Silver. He talks to the media prior to the NBA Cup Final. We'll talk about some of the things he said. Also, guys, fines and ejections. And, of course, our best friend is on the list, so we'll talk about Draymond Green being a part of that. Also, injuries. Also, guys returning from injury, performances, and much more. So just sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Okay, guys, it's your boy GD back with the All Things Basketball with GD podcast. And guys, we are in the midst of our week 9 recap. We first covered some women's news as far as the The WNBPA, the players voted, and they're calling for a strike if things don't go right by the time of the deadline, which is January 9th. So there's that. Also, we talked Houston Rockets possibly acquiring the Connecticut Sun and moving them thus to Houston. So that's in the works. Also, Hall of Fame nominations, which cover both men and women. So gave you all the names there. Talked about Sylvia Fowles joining the Portland Fire, the expansion team over there, joining their staff. So, of course, kudos to her. And Audie Crooks. We talked a little Audie Crooks. I wanted to squeeze that in. So, also, the All-Star voting, we covered that. And then Cooper Flagg, what he did, making history as the youngest player to score 40 points in a game. So, with that said, guys, let us move on. Adam Silver, guys, he spoke prior to the NBA Cup Finals last week. He talked about a myriad of things. He talked about expansion, possibly going from 30 teams to 32 teams. The two cities, he has his eye on is Las Vegas and Seattle. So, of course, Seattle had a team once upon a time. I'm actually rocking the hat today. Seattle Supersonics. So he wants to get a team back there because, remember, they moved from Seattle to Oklahoma City, and there you have the Thunder. So he wants to get a team back over there. And then Las Vegas, of course, they have the arenas over there. Of course, you've seen the turnout for the NBA Cup when they have it there. So he wants to get a NBA team in that city as well. So with that would come realignment, because those are basically two Western teams. So you would have to, as I mentioned, you'll probably have to bring at least one team over. So if you're gaining two, yeah, you'll have to move two teams over to the Eastern Conference. So we can fiddle around with that when the time comes. But how soon that happens, we'll see. So he said it's being bandied about, so we'll see what happens there. The NBA Cup itself, he talked about that. He talked about changing venues for next year. So in 2026, he wants to have it in a different venue. And what he's looking at, guys, is bringing it to college arenas, storied college arenas. So it's going to be very interesting how he plays this out. Of course, you think of places like the Dean Dome in North Carolina or Cameron Indoor Stadium. You think of that. You think of places like Tennessee. Of course, the greatness brought there through women's basketball. I can name a bunch of places, but so they're kicking around the idea. We'll see where they decide to put it next year. So, people are taking a liking to it. So there you have it. But that's what he talked about in terms of that. Then he went on to talk about partnering with FIBA, which is the international league as far as basketball goes, for a possible NBA Europe League. So this is another topic that's been bandied about before by Adam Silver. Now he's in actual talks with the folks from FIBA to get this done. So it's another thing that could be coming down the pike, guys. NBA Europe. See, when it comes to basketball, you want to make it global. You want to expand your horizon beyond the U.S. You know, the U.S. fans, they get tired. They get bored because you got so many other sports going on. In other countries, basketball is the thing, guys. So for Adam Silver to want to expand his reach, of course, that's the smart move. That's the smart business move. So we'll see if this comes to fruition as well. In terms of Chris Paul's future, he was disappointed in what transpired out there in L.A. with Chris Paul. He said he would like to see him finish this season, thus his final season, somewhere. Where that somewhere is can be anybody's guess, but I don't think he wants to go to a bottom feeder. I think he would like to go to a team with playoff aspirations. This way he could kind of go out on a good note. Again, where that could be, who knows? You'll probably have to go for a veteran's minimum at this point. So, you know, it's a long season. Injuries happen. So could be a case where a prominent team may lose a point guard or even a backup point guard, and a Chris Paul could fill that bill. So he's going to, when he goes, wherever he goes, he is going to have to change up his leadership tactics. Let me just put it that way. He'll have to change it up wherever he goes. So we know he can be outspoken. He can be a rah-rah guy, but he's going to have to ease up off the gas wherever he ends up. If that's a team, like I said, with focus upon the playoffs and perhaps getting to a finals and all those good things. So he could land somewhere. So we'll keep our ear to the pavement for that. And then the last thing, the NBA talks. Well, not the NBA, but the WNBA talks. He says he's optimistic about them reaching an agreement by the deadline. He's much more so than the players. So will that happen? Again, he says he's optimistic. Will that optimism turn into actual results? Time will tell. So that was Adam Silver at the NBA Cup Finals prior to the game talking to the media. So there you go. Let us move on. Fines and ejections, guys. Let's talk about the fines first. Fines for three coaches, guys. And we'll start with Ime Udoka of the Houston Rockets. He was fined $25,000, guys, for publicly criticizing the refs following a December 15th overtime loss at the Denver Nuggets. And those two teams has had some week. You'll see as I continue. But yeah, and I caught a clip of what he said. It wasn't even major like that. He talked about the ticky-tack fouls and stuff like that. But was it $25,000 worth of criticism there? I don't think so. I don't think it rose to that level. But you know how this league is. Anytime they could collect some dough, they'll do it. So $25,000, the fine for M.A. Aduka of the Houston Rockets. Let us continue. Chris Finch of the Minnesota Timberwolves. I saw this clip as well, guys. $35,000 for directing inappropriate language at refs and failing to leave the court in a timely manner. And this happened, guys, on December 19th in a win, actually, versus the Oklahoma City Thunder. So this was in the first quarter this took place, guys. So he blew his top, guys, on a non-call that wasn't made. And what he did with that was he just went ballistic, guys. I mean, he was going after them. But he got tossed, and now is paying a $35,000 fine for his inappropriate language and failing to leave the court in a timely manner. So there you go. And David Adelman of the Denver Nuggets, like I said, this was a game between the Houston Rockets, and this was a contentious game, by the way, guys. He's fined $35,000 for pretty much the same thing as Chris Finch. Inappropriate language to the refs and not leaving the court in a timely manner. And this was on December 20th in a loss to the Houston Rockets on their home court, by the way. And this happened with 8 minutes and 40 seconds left in the fourth quarter, guys. So it was a crucial time in that game. It was a close game. Well, no, it wasn't a close game. I'm sorry. Houston was beating them pretty good on their home court, and he just had enough. He was arguing a non-call on Nikola Jokic, where he got fouled under the basket, and there was no call made. David Adelman had enough. He blew up, and there you go. So much so that Kevin Durant waved him goodbye as he left the court. But this was a game, like I said, contentious. Kevin Durant was going at it with Bruce Brown, or should I say the other way around. Bruce Brown went after Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant, he gave him the smoke he wanted as far as on the court, but because he had 31 points in that game, he dropped 5 threes. And this was a game, mind you, without Peyton Watson, their fine forward, who's a two-way player, and still no Aaron Gordon. So you needed somebody to D up this guy. And this is a game where Cam Johnson, I tell you, I think the Denver Nuggets are kicking themselves for trading Michael Porter Jr. for Cam Johnson. I thought it was the younger player. You get, you know, long-term, you get better production. It hasn't worked out thus far, guys. In that game, he went 2 of 10 from the field, 6 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists. You can't show up like this when you got Kevin Durant on the other side. You can't do it. So there you go. But, yeah, very contentious game. like I said, a lot of jawing back and forth between the players. And a lot of people are saying this will make for a tasty playoff matchup between these two teams. So there you have it. But David Adelman, fined $35,000, pretty much for the same thing that Chris Finch did, leaving the court in an untimely manner and inappropriate language to the refs. So there you go. All right, guys, let us continue on. Dylan Brooks, he's been in the fine section lately, in the ejection section. This time he's ejected, guys. This is a game, I actually missed this in the last recap, but December 14th in a loss to the Los Angeles Lakers, guys. It was a costly one because he taunts LeBron James after he drops a go-ahead three-pointer. So he gets it in LeBron's face. He chats it up, and boom, he gets ejected. So Dylan Brooks, who's playing actually well, guys. He's playing well for the Phoenix Suns. Remember, they're without Jalen Green, so they're in much need of offense outside of a Devin Booker. So Dylan Brooks balling over there, be honest. But he gets ejected late in this game, and the team actually ends up losing. The Lakers go ahead and get the win. So there you have it. But Dylan Brooks, another ejection, guys. So there you go for the Phoenix Suns. And then lastly, not to bury the lead in this, Draymond Green, he gets ejected, guys, on December 20th in a win, actually, against the Phoenix Suns. Speaking of Phoenix. And, guys, I watched this. He did it for shoving Colin Gillespie, guys. He shoved him. The refs caught it, gave him a tech. He's arguing with the ref about the tech. I guess they missed whatever happened prior to that. So he's arguing back and forth. They had enough. Boom. He's ejected from the game. And this is with less than 2 minutes left in the first quarter, guys. Wow. So, and it's funny because in the comments section on social media, somebody said death taxes Draymond Green getting ejected. The short things in life. So there you go. And then also Steve Kerr, the coach, he gets a tech for arguing Draymond's ejection. So again, Draymond Green putting his team in harm's way. Thankfully, they got the win in this situation. But he puts his team in harm's way. He gets ejected. His coach nearly gets ejected himself. He gets a tech for arguing his ejection. So, but nonetheless, they get the wins. Steph Curry steps up big time in this one. 28 points. He drops 4 threes in the game. 10 rebounds. He got to get in there rebound now that Draymond's gone. And 6 assists. And then Devin Booker on the losing side, 38 points, 5 assists. But Draymond, come on now. You gotta control yourself. Again, people want to skirt it. He still has that anger management issue, guys. Let us call a spade here. And also, like I always say, he knows who to pick on. He didn't bring that smoke to Dylan Brooks. He didn't bring it to Dylan Brooks. He brought it to Colin Gillespie. So that tells me all I need to know. He picks and chooses his battles. So, Draymond, if you really want that smoke, go ahead and step to Dylan Brooks and see what happens. I'm just saying. So there you go. But Draymond Green, once again, ejected, guys. So there you have it. Thankfully, his team got the win. So there you go. All right, guys. So let us continue. Injuries, guys. Let's talk injuries here. Trey Young, guys. He returns after missing 22 games with a sprained MCL, guys. And this happens on December 18th in a loss at the Charlotte Hornets. Wow. And in that game, guys, he played 20 minutes, scored 8 points. He went 0-5 from three, guys. So you could tell he was rusty, obviously. And he did have the 10 assists, though. But think about this, guys. The team went 13-9 without Trae Young in the lineup. Now they've hit a bit of a slump here, a losing streak, if you will. So I said a few episodes ago about the possible trade possibilities as far as a Trae Young goes. Do they explore it? I don't know if they do. Because you got to take into account, too, they're without Kristaps Porzingis. So probably in their mind, they're saying, if we get a healthy roster in place, then we're looking better. So, but Trae Young is back, guys. So will the winning continue with him back? It needs to happen soon, guys. They need to turn it around soon now that he's back in there. I'm just saying. So there you go. All right, let us continue. Domantas Sabonis. Guys, he's going to be out another month. Well, 4 to 5 weeks with a torn meniscus, guys. Now, he has sustained that injury about a few months ago. And currently, he has missed 15 games and counting, guys. So, a huge blow for the Sacramento Kings. And a guy to keep an eye out on if you're into fantasy basketball like myself, Maxime Reynald. He's a guy who's starting to see minutes now and starting to produce. So he's a guy you may want to put on your radar as far as fantasy basketball goes. So a little heads up there. So, but Domantas Sabonis to miss 4 to 5 weeks with that torn meniscus in the knee. So there you go. Let us continue. Ivica Zubac. Guys, he's out at least 3 weeks with a grade 2 ankle sprain, guys. And this happened on December 20th in a win over the Los Angeles Lakers. This happens in the first quarter, by the way. So tough blow for the reeling LA Clippers, guys. So, in the interim, Brook Lopez, this is why you brought him over to LA, guys. He's a backup, but now he'll be thrust into the starting lineup. And he's a guy who's a stretch five at this point of his career, guys. He's not going to give you the rebounding that Zubac gave you, but he will stretch the floor. So Ty Lue is going to have to think differently about his lineup now that he's missing a Zubac. He's going to have to get guys to fill in as far as the rebounding goes. So tough break for the Clippers. So again, Ivica Zubac out at least 3 weeks with the grade 2 ankle sprain. Let us continue. In that same game, guys, Luka Doncic for the LA Lakers. He's considered day-to-day now with a leg contusion that he suffered in the same game on December 20th against the Clippers. In the second quarter, it happened. So, Lakers cannot stand to lose Luka for a long period of time. I understand. I get it. You still have a Marcus Smart there who didn't have the finest game in that contest there. And then remember, too, you're going to be missing Austin Reeves for a little bit also. He might be coming back this week. We'll see. But, and listen, the Lakers don't have a lot of depth. So you're going to have to get guys like Nick Smith Jr. in there. Again, a Dalton Connect. So, yeah, it's not much room for wiggle room for the Lakers as far as, you know, the depth that they have. So we'll see what happens there. But Luka Doncic, day to day with a leg contusion. Let us continue. Giannis Antetokounmpo for the Milwaukee Bucks. He's back at practice as of December 20th, guys. So he's nearing a return, guys. Perhaps in the next 2 weeks, we'll see him. Remember, he's out with the calf injury. So, of course, within that, there were the trade talks and all those things. But he says right now he's concentrating on getting healthy and being out there for his team. So, there you go. So, Giannis Antetokounmpo practicing now, guys. So, a return could be imminent, guys. So, let's keep an eye out for that. Let us continue. Tyler Hero, guys, for the Miami Heat. He's missed the last four games with a toe injury, guys. There's no timetable for him as of now. So, remember, guys, he missed the earlier part of the season. Coming into the season, he missed the earlier part. So, bear that in mind. So, right now, he's dealing with a toe injury. Four games missed thus far. No timetable. Of course, the beneficiary in his absence, Davion Mitchell, who's now thrust into the starting lineup for the Miami Heat. So, there you have it. Let us continue. Alex Saar of the Washington Wizards. Back in the lineup, guys, after missing six games with a thigh injury, guys. And this took place on December 18th in a loss at the San Antonio Spurs. And, guys, in that game, he played 24 minutes, 18 points, 4 rebounds. So, Alex Saar back for the Washington Wizards, albeit in a loss nonetheless. But Alex Saar back after missing six games with a thigh injury. Let's continue. Jalen Suggs, guys. He's missed three games thus far in counting with a hip injury, guys. And he sustained this during the NBA Cup semifinals against the Knicks. So, Jalen Suggs, missing time with the hip injury. Three games thus far. We'll see as far as his return. We haven't heard anything as far as that goes. In the interim, a guy like Anthony Black will see a good chunk of minutes in his absence for the Orlando Magic. Let's continue. Jalen Green, I talked about him earlier for the Phoenix Suns. He's hoping to return before the end of December, guys. He's been out 18 games with the hamstring injury, guys. So, Jalen Green, hoping to get him back rather sooner than later for the Phoenix Suns. In the interim, Colin Gillespie, who I just spoke about, he has been getting the run, and he's playing well, actually, guys. So, but Jalen Green, hoping to make it back on the court before month's end. We'll see if that takes place. Let's continue. Brandon Clark for the Memphis Grizzlies. You talk about a guy with a just bad luck when it comes to injury, guys. He's out at least 3 weeks with a grade 2 calf strain, guys. And I would say, at least 3 weeks with the grade 2 calf strain, much like Ivica Zubac for the LA Clippers, guys. And this happened on the same night, in fact, December 20th, in a loss to the Washington Wizards, guys. In the first quarter, it took place. So, of course, in the interim, guys like Santi Aldama, who's been playing well in the absence of Zach Edey. Now, remember, now they're down two more bigs with Zach Edey and now Brandon Clark. So, and also a Jock Landale will see some good run in the absence of Brandon Clark. But Brandon Clark, tough breaks, guys. He's had torn ACLs in the past, and now this the calf strain. So more bad news in terms of Brandon Clark. So there you have it. All right, guys. So that is it for the injuries. Let's talk performances, guys. And you had some guys who had some great games. Of course, you have to start with Nikola Jokic, who had a very good week as far as his production goes. Add two more triple-doubles to his resume, guys. He is now up to 13 triple-doubles on the season. He gets one on December 15th in the overtime win against Houston. 39 points, 15 rebounds, 10 assists in that game. Also throw in two blocks, two steals. Also, guys, he drops five threes in that game. So the Joker stepping out from deep and hitting them, guys. So he's putting in that work, guys. In a game where Jamal Murray had 35 points and five assists, and then Alperen Sengun on the other side for Houston, he has a triple-double, 33 points, 10 rebounds, 10 assists, and two steals for him. KD, 25 points, 7 assists, 5 rebounds, 5 blocks, wow, for Kevin Durant. And then on the 18th of December, the Joker, 23 points, 13 assists, 11 rebounds, and two steals in a win over the Orlando Magic, guys, in a game where Jamal Murray, 32 points, 7 threes for him in the game. And on the losing side, it's funny, on the losing side, Paolo Banchero, he gets a triple-double, 26 points, 16 rebounds, 10 assists. So in both games where the Joker gets his triple-double, the guy on the other side gets one as well. So there you go. Go figure. But a great week for Nikola Jokic. Let's continue. Josh Giddey. He has a pretty good week. He drops his sixth triple-double. 23 points, 11 assists, 11 rebounds. And throw in two steals in a December 17th win over the Cleveland Cavaliers in a game where Kobe White scores 25 and gets 5 rebounds. And on the losing side, Donovan Mitchell, 32 points. He drops 4 threes along with 5 assists for him. So there you go there. LaMelo Ball, haven't really talked much about him other than the trade talk I mentioned a few weeks ago. 28 points, guys, but he drops 8 threes in this game in a win, actually, against the Atlanta Hawks. He also has 13 assists, 4 rebounds in that game, guys. And like I said, it's a win against the Atlanta Hawks. Con Knubel, 28 points, 6 threes he drops in the game, guys. And then Brandon Miller, he drops 4 threes of his own for 26 points, guys. 7 assists, 5 rebounds, and 5 steals. Wow. And On the losing side, Jalen Johnson, who's having a fantastic season, guys, 43 points, 11 rebounds, and 9 assists. That's the game where Trae Young made his return to the lineup. So Jalen Johnson, assists away from another triple-double for him. So there you go. Luka Doncic, he drops a 45-piece on the Utah Jazz at Utah. He drops 4 threes in the game, 14 assists, and 11 rebounds. So he gets the 45-point triple-double, and he has 5 steals in the game. Wow. LeBron James doing LeBron James things, 28 points, 10 assists, and 7 rebounds. On the losing side, Keontae George. This is another guy having the all-star campaign. 34 points. He has 5 threes in the game, 8 assists, and 4 rebounds in the loss, guys. Oh, and oh, by the way, with the Joker, I forgot to mention this. He passes Kareem Abdul-Jabbar for the most assists for a center in their career, guys. So he passes the great Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Yeah. Now, he sits on top of career assist leaders at the center position. So kudos to him. But Luka Doncic, the 45-point triple-double. Tyrese Maxey, still tearing it up as far as scoring goes. 38 points. He drops 5 threes in the game with 4 assists in a December 20th win against the Dallas Mavericks, guys. In a game where VJ Edgecombe, the exciting rookie, 26 points, 6 rebounds, 4 assists for him in that game. And then on the losing side, Anthony Davis, 24 points and 15 rebounds. Cooper Flagg, 24 points and 4 rebounds. Him having a solid week as well. Cade Cunningham for the Detroit Pistons continues to shine. 22 points, 10 assists, 10 rebounds. So he gets the triple-double along with 2 steals in a December 20th win versus the Charlotte Hornets, guys. And then also on his team, Jalen Duren, 19 points and 11 rebounds for him. Santi Aldama, I've been talking about him, guys, when I was talking about the injuries as far as Brandon Clark for the Memphis Grizzlies. He has a career high, guys, 37 points and 10 rebounds, guys. He does this off the bench, and he drops 5 threes in this game. He does it in a loss, though, guys, on December 20th. It's a loss to the Washington Wizards, guys, in a game where Keyshawn George led the way, 28 points, 7 rebounds, 7 assists for him. CJ McCollum, also 28 points. He dropped 6 threes in the game, 6 assists, 5 rebounds for the win for the Wizards. But Santi Aldama with a career night. So there you go. And then lastly, and I watched most of this game, the Chicago Bulls beat the Atlanta Hawks, guys. They beat them 152 to 150. The highest scoring game thus far in the NBA this season thus far. And this happened on December 21st, guys. This was a game where for Chicago, they had 9 players, guys, with 10 points or more. Matis Bacelis leading the way for them, 28 points, guys. He had a sensational game, guys. Only missed 1 shot from the field. and he had two blocks in the game. Kobe White, 21 points, guys, 5 assists. And Josh Giddey, just missing a triple-double, 19 points, 12 assists, 9 rebounds for the Bulls, along with 2 steals. And then on the losing side, Jalen Johnson, of course, with his fine season, 36 points. He has 7 threes in the game, guys. Wow. 11 rebounds, 9 assists. So, again, missing that triple-double. And Trae Young, 35 points of his own. 7 threes he drops in the game and 9 assists. And excuse me. Onyeka Okongwu, 23 points, 7 rebounds, 6 assists in the loss. So the highest scoring game thus far in the season between the Chicago Bulls and the Atlanta Hawks. A very good game, by the way. A lot of scoring. So there you go there. All right, guys, just a couple of quick hit items before we go. Congratulations to the great Bob Cousy. The college that he went to, Holy Cross, plans to dedicate its floor to the legendary point guard for the Boston Celtics. And they're going to do that on February 7th of 2026, guys. So in just a matter of months, they'll be giving this tremendous honor to the great Bob Cousy. So there you go there. And then it looks like Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is on quite a streak, guys. 100 games of 20 points or more. So that's the kind of career and work that SGA is putting forth, guys. So big kudos to him. So there you go there. And with that said, last item, GD's top 5, guys. So we'll do it as we always do it, guys. Number 5, the Denver Nuggets at 20-7. They're maintaining, they're holding on, guys. They're riding the coattails of the Joker and Jamal Murray. But again, they're going to need solid contributions all around, guys. They're doing this without the services of Peyton Watson. I spoke about him missing time. Aaron Gordon as well. And let us not forget Christian Brown. He's still missing time also. This coming week, they have the Utah Jazz at home, on the road at Dallas. At home, they'll face the Timberwolves. Oh, by the way, that Dallas game, I believe, is on Christmas, if I'm not mistaken. No, I'm sorry. The Minnesota game is the Christmas game. So you'll see them on Christmas and on the road at the Orlando Magic. So there you go there. So that's my number 5 team. Number 4, the San Antonio Spurs. They got Wemby back, so all is right with the world as far as the Spurs go. But again, you got to give a tremendous amount of credit to Mitch Johnson. He has these boys playing and playing well. So Mitch Johnson doing a great job in San Antonio, guys. This week coming up, they have OKC twice, guys. So you're talking about being tested. OKC, they have at home. And then on Christmas, they'll be going to Oklahoma City to face the Thunder. And then to close out the week, they'll have the Utah Jazz at home. So the San Antonio Spurs, my number 4 team. My number 3 team, the New York Knicks. NBA Cup winners, guys. And They have a three-game slate this week. On the road to Minnesota, they'll face the Timberwolves. And then following that, on Christmas at noon, they'll face the Cleveland Cavaliers at Madison Square Garden, guys. And then later the week, on the road at Atlanta facing the Hawks. So a good schedule there for the Knicks. Yeah, so there you go there. All right, my Knicks, number three. Number two, still holding place, the Detroit Pistons. And guys, they're still atop of the East, but only by two games, guys. So the Knicks closing the gap slowly but surely, guys. And they will face this week. They're actually on a Western swing, guys. They go to Portland to face Portland, at Sacramento, at Utah, and at the Clippers. A reeling Clippers right now. So Detroit has a good chance to have a very solid week out west. So, but by number two team, the Detroit Pistons. And then lastly, the number one team, still holding firm, the Oklahoma City Thunder at 25-3. They dropped a couple recently, guys, including that NBA Cup semifinals. But is there a reason to panic? I don't think so. I think it's early still. So still, they only lost three games thus far, not even coming into the new year. So they're sitting pretty right now. For the week, they got a four-game slate. Memphis at home. They go on the road to face the San Antonio Spurs on Christmas. They get San Antonio at home, and then they finish out the week at home against the Philadelphia 76ers. So there you go. All right, guys, thank you for listening. As always, all things basketball with GD.com is the website. There, my episodes, my clips, my donate page, guys. Buy me a coffee, PayPal, Spotify donate. Those are ways you can give to the show, guys. Also, my Cash App, $GD, that sports dude. Again, $GD, that sports dude. There you'll be able to give to the show, guys. Also, my YouTube page, I have that going, guys. So check me out on there also. Also, guys, as far as podcast platforms, I'm on all of those, guys. Apple, all the things. So 5-star reviews wherever you see my episodes and likes, all that good stuff. Also, social media, TikTok, Instagram, some Facebook, some Blue Sky, and that's about it. So, guys, I thank you for listening as always. Next time you hear from me, I'll probably do a Christmas recap episode. You got five games on the slate, guys, so I will go through them all. I'll probably just do a special episode for that. Also, guys, the Unrivaled League will be kicking off in a couple of weeks, guys. So I want to start talking some Unrivaled basketball, guys. They expanded by two more teams, guys. So it's eight teams now. So I definitely want to get into that also. So maybe I'll squeeze that into the Christmas episode. We'll see. So, but because I do want to preview that before it gets underway. So, yeah. So there you have it. All right, guys. So again, I thank you for listening as always, and we'll talk soon. Take care.